You know, look, I just told the team I think it's a really good team win. I think all three phases are, you know, feeding off each other right now. I think offensively, for the most part, we're taking care of the football. The one sack where TJ got hit, I mean, he didn't even – he had no shot on that one. So, you know, I think for the most part, we're taking care of the football. We're opportunistic. We're taking advantage of some shots. Obviously, defensively, we're playing good football. Rushing the passer, stopping the run, got to shore some things up here and there, but overall. And then I think special teams has been a big part of this too. They're playing well, you know, covering kicks and getting good kicks, good punts, and we have to continue it. I told them the reason why we're where we are right now is because we're practicing hard. You know, we're doing a good job in practice. Our show teams are doing a great job of giving us a good look, and everybody's buying in, and I think that's important. Yeah, you know, it's a long season. You know, I think the big thing for us was when we came in here, I think the bye came at a good time for us, you know, and, you know, we came in here and we just reevaluated, you know, coaches, players, everybody, you know, basically said, hey, look, it's a new season. You know, thankfully we were still in it, you know, and at that point, and we knew that if we could just fix some things that, you know, we could win. You know, these games aren't going to be easy. You know, now we're into – you know, 6-1 game seasons, and that's important to understand. You know, this is a great win for us, but, you know, we've got a big one this week. And the key is that when you're in Thanksgiving and you're in December, is that you're in the hunt. That's the key. Yeah, I think that. That has something to do with it, Jerome, no question. But I thought that offensively we had to be creative this week in some of the things that we were doing. And you know, regardless of defense playing, how they're playing, whatever, I thought just for us to be able to move the ball effectively against this Jets defense, we were going to have to give them something that we hadn't shown. And I thought we did a good job of that. And then obviously our defense playing well really helps things. And I think we're playing pretty good for the most part, pretty good field position football, and that has a lot to do with our special teams. And even when we drive the ball to, say, the 45, 50-yard line and we stall out, at least we can punt it and kind of pin them, which didn't happen as much today, but, you know, I think that's part of it too. So I think all three phases are kind of feeding off each other, which is important.
Could you talk about Yates, and if Hoyer's healthy, will he start against
Moore? Yeah, Hoyer's our starter. You know, that's you know, when he comes back, when he's healthy, he'll come back in there. And, you know, we've spoken to TJ about that. You can't say enough about TJ. TJ comes in here 2 weeks ago. He's actually kind of, for this type of situation, you know, similar to Case Keenum, you know, just a perfect guy, you know, for this situation where he can come in and have the demeanor and the calmness and the confidence and the respect of the locker room to be able to go out there and help us win. And really fun guy to coach, you know, really soaks it up and tries to work at it. I just remember when we got back from Cincinnati, he was in here. He must have slept probably 3 hours. I saw him in here early, you know, Tuesday and watching the Jets. So, you know, I thought that was said a lot about him.
What do you make of the way Hopkins plays, specifically matching up with Terrell Reeves?
Yeah, no, I mean, Hopkins is he's a heck of a player now. I mean, you know, he's big. He's got really good hands. He's fast, very smart player, understands leverage. You know, these guys any receiver that I've been around, I've been very fortunate to be around some really elite receivers. They're very intelligent players, and that's what he is. And, you know, obviously going up against Darrell today, I think Darrell got injured, but, you know, in the first half at least, you know, that's a tough matchup on both guys, you know. And I thought Hop really held his own and did a good job today. I don't know if that's the right phrase. I'm just saying that we've got a good locker room. We've got a bunch of guys that really believe in each other and are playing hard right now. And I think the fact that TJ had been here before helps. You know, he won a playoff game here, and a lot of these guys have played with him and are, you know, really close friends with him, things like that. They believe in him, and I think that helped. I think our locker room, I think the addition of a couple guys here, you know, whether it was Demps back in training camp or Charles James recently here, you know, that's helped our locker room. And so, you know, I don't know if it's buy-in. I mean, I guess we're throwing that one out today. But I just think it's a bunch of guys that believe in each other and have to keep it going.
How much you saw TJ before you got here
You know, I think that he's probably at a stage now where, you know, he's been around the block a couple times, and he probably understands the game better. I know he understands our offense better than when he was here before. He just had really good recall of it, and I think, you know, in these game plan meetings, he really understands what we're trying to do with the play. So he knows, like, when to take the shot to Hopkins or when to check it down. I thought he actually did a really good job of checking the ball down a few times today to the backs and to Grimes and to Blue, and that was important too. So I just think he's comfortable where he is in his career right now, and I think he sees it probably better than even a year ago.
You enjoy the life taking quarterbacks off Deer Blinds and not coaches?
We do, you know, you guys keep asking me about that, and I understand why, because, you know, this was our sixth quarterback. We started in 26 games, and, you know, I think that one of the things about us is we love to coach quarterbacks, and, you know, we really enjoy it. You know, we enjoy bringing a guy in and you know, teaching him the system and trying to figure out what he's all about. You know, what plays is he good at, does he like, and things like that, and getting feedback from him. And that's our job, though, John. You know, that's part of our job. That's what we're paid to do, is to next man up. We got to train him and get him ready to play.
What about Shorts? And talk about your strategy with him.
You know, I'll tell you, George Gotze and I came out to practice on Wednesday, and we were talking about, you know, some of the things. You know, we got back Monday night and went right to work on the Jets because, you know, it's such a good defense. You know, we had to really get to work on them. And so we felt like we had to be creative. And so we were kind of throwing out some names. You know, did this guy do it? Has this guy ever played Wildcat? We knew Grimesy had done it for us last year. And so we knew we had him. And then I went up to Cecil, and he said he did it at Mountain Union. And so I said, stay after practice and throw a few. And so he threw, and he looked good throwing. So he can throw, and he can run the Wildcat. And who knows, maybe next week it'll be somebody else. And then I was reminded that he was the one that threw the touchdown pass against us last year in the Jacksonville game. He threw it back to Todman on the trick play last year. And me being the moron that I am, I forgot that. So I was reminded of that. So we put some plays in for him.
So last year you guys kind of hit a rough spot, and, you know, you made the change to Mallett, and this team, you know, rolled off the victories only in the playoffs. Does it feel similar to that at all, in the sense that you guys, you know, Miami, you know, 41
I don't know. I just think, you know, I do think every year is different. I think that this team's a lot different than last year's team. There's different, you know, people at certain positions playing really well. And, you know, we've got guys that played corner last year playing safety now, Dre Howell. You know, we've got guys on special teams that are playing really well. Brian Peters, for example, is playing well for us. Drummond, the rookie safety, is playing well for us on special teams. Mumphrey is doing some decent things, although he's got to hold on to the ball better there at the end, but overall doing some decent things. But I think overall we have some good leadership, and I think the key is, again, that we've got to remember why we're in this position, and it's because we're really grinding it out in practice. We're working hard in the film room. We're really putting in the extra time to try to figure out how to move the ball, how to stop people, and how to be good on special teams. We can't forget that. Well, I think that the offensive line, I believe, has blocked well, and I think that the backs have gotten a chance now where they're seeing what we're trying to do. You know, these are backs that, you know, haven't always played a lot for us because of Arian being in there and things like that, and I think they're into more of a rhythm, and I think that we've done some different things running scheme-wise, and I think that's helped. And I think that we've stuck with it. You know, we're not going to just abandon ship on a running game just because maybe the first five or six runs don't go so well. And then today we had some runs that were a little bit schematically a little bit new, and I think that helped us.
What about Keem Hunt?
No, I mean, you bring a guy up to the 53, you put him on the game day roster, you should use him. I mean, although there's some guys that didn't play today, but for the most part we try to use everybody, and we knew that he had a little bit of juice and maybe could help us, and I think he did help us a little bit. You know, I think that these games are really difficult to win, and I think that our team really doesn't really, you know, we don't look at like the other teams that much because we have enough to worry about in this room, and so I think we really focus on ourselves. That's what we talked about last night, this week a lot, is just, you know, focusing on our game plan against the Jets, but focusing on ourselves, like what do we have to keep doing in order to win these games? These games are all going to be like this. They're all going to be close. They're going to be tough, grinded out type games. And I think it's going to come down to the team that has the makes the most of its opportunities and makes the least amount of mistakes. Those are the teams that are going to win. That's always the way it is in December. We're getting close to Thanksgiving in December now. So I think we got to keep focusing on ourselves and not worry about all that other stuff. It was, and I think that's what I was saying in the beginning, and I guess I didn't use the phrase, but I think that's what's been good for us the last few games is you've had the different units feeding off each other, you know, and I think that's important. And I told the team last night it's really important to keep that going, that the special teams feed off the defense and offense, and then offensively, if the defense pins them and they force them to punt, we get good field position, we got to turn that into points. Or, you know, defensively, if we score a touchdown, you guys got to go out there and stop them three and out or get a turnover, give it back to the defense. To the offense. And I think that's something that the guys are really doing a good job of right now. We have to continue that. That has to. You can't have one unit not play well. That won't be good for us.
There was a lot of talk about should you remove George as a play caller and you take it over. Talk about the causing.
Yeah, I mean George is doing a good job. I mean, George called a lot of the plays last year. You know, I mean, yeah, I mean George does a really good job. I mean, I don't even know how to answer that question. I mean, I don't know. Like a lot of people say this, a lot of people say that, a lot of people say whatever they want. You know, it's a free country. I know that George does a good job, and Romeo does a good job. Ligashevsky's doing a good job. So what was that solve? Like, he's hanging in there. He's hanging in there.
What does it say about you after you responded to the debacle?
I'm not going, you know, I just think that I really appreciate these players and the way that they're playing right now. I think, and practicing. I think they're really sacrificing. They're practicing hard. They're coming in early. They're staying late. They're putting time in, and I really appreciate that from our players.
Your play calling today is quite a bit different. You were running some stuff you haven't been running. You ran a lot more of your extra linemen.
Yeah.
That you haven't been doing. Was that strictly game plan, or are you feeling more comfortable with what you can do?
Well, I think that we looked at this game and we felt like, so part of it was game plan, that we looked at this game and said, you know, these types of plays might be good against New York. I think part of it was our personnel in this game, you know, what was available to us in this game. And I think part of it is our team is being identified. You know, this is what we are. What you see out here the last couple weeks here, well, last three games, Tennessee, Cincinnati, and this game is kind of what we are. You know, let's play really good defense. Let's get some turnovers on defense. Let's make sure that we're doing enough on offense, taking care of the ball, and let's play really good on special teams. So I think that's what we have to continue to do in order for us to win. So, like, whatever that means, I just know that that's what we have to do to win.
Hey, Coach, speaking of the defense, what's been the key? Second year with someone ball hopping in the day against Marcus Peck?
Give a lot of credit to the players. I mean, the players, they've really done a good job of tackling better in practice. We've practiced that, you know, when we're allowed to. At least once a week, so we've had some really tough practices. I think we're doing a better job of stopping the run. I think the coaches and players are doing a really good job of working together to really understand what we're trying to do. I think we're doing more things where we allow the players to play so the players can go out there and just have at it and play. And I think the players are really doing a good job of, like I said before, putting in extra time to figure out, you know, how this is going to work against the team that we're playing.
Last one from John.
Fitzpatrick put on a gutsy performance.
Can you talk about him? He's a gutsy guy. Got a lot of respect for Fitzy, for what he did for us last year. He's a tough guy. He's a guy that competes every single play. He never thinks the play's over. That run that he had for the touchdown, I mean, got his helmet knocked off. I mean, just a real tough, tough guy. Great family guy. Great guy to coach. And like I said earlier, the only issue with me with Fitzy is that he went to Harvard. That's it. Because I went to Brown, if you didn't know that.